Next on America Outdoors Radio, we told you a couple of weeks ago about something very special happening south of the border, and now we're going to dive into this. It is a combination fishing tournament and golf tournament. It's taking place near Loreto in Baja, Mexico, and the location that you're going to be staying at during this tournament is the Villa del Palmar Resort in the islands of Loreto. This is a beautiful place. First off, I love Loreto. Great little town. It's not overrun with all the tourism you're going to find in places like Cabo, and this resort is truly five-star. I mean, it's got great accommodations. It's got all the pools you'll want to swim in. It's right on Danzante Bay, and you can go kayaking there. You can go snorkeling there. You can hang out at the beach. The food is fantastic. The service is off the charts. They've got this fantastic golf course, and oh yes, there is fishing to be had there too. With us here to tell you more about the fishing tournament and golf tournament taking place in July is Carlos Velasco. He is the head of Danzante Tours and the activities director at Villa del Palmar in the islands of Loreto. Carlos, great to hear from you again.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Thank you for having us on your show.
Oh, Carlos, it is my pleasure. I loved the fact I got to cover this tournament last year. I'm really excited that I get to come back again and cover it this year. Let's tell our listeners about this fishing tournament. What are the dates it's taking place? What are the prizes that are on the table?
You know, we got a big prizes, of course. The 10,000 is overall, you know, the prize we're going to give away. But don't forget, you know, we got first, second, third place. Of course, we're going to have daily jackpots and many special prizes that we're going to give away. Even a Bisbee pass, you know, in Cabos offshore, east offshore, in Vista, of course, as well, Bisbee. And we're really excited about that one as well, of course. Our target, as you may know, you know, Loreto has been known as the capital of Dorado, and we have great, great fishing reports of Dorado already coming in. So we will have, you know, as well, the main target will be Dorado. But, of course, we cannot forget the billfish, which is a good challenge. They're big guys, you know, and we try to, of course, get the best ones out of the tournament, you know, to have a good, you know, party in the end.
All right. There are some great prizes if you get a big marlin. Last year, it was a multi-day stay that happened at the resort, which is worth thousands of dollars in itself, but the grand prize for the big Dorado is going to be $10,000. And again, there are lesser cash prizes for smaller Dorado. You'll be fishing as part of a team. You can go out on a panga, you can go out on a cruiser. It's going to be a two-day fishing tournament on the 28th and the 29th, and there's going to be a big weigh-in. There's going to be an award ceremony. Lots of fun. As you just heard from Carlos, the Dorado are already coming in. The Marlin are going to be showing as well, and there's a golf tournament that takes place as well. And folks, the golf course here is amazing, especially the famed 17th hole. You're going to get there. Your jaw's going to drop. The views of the ocean, the views of just the layout is beyond description. You're just going to love the 17th hole and the golf course itself. There's some great prizes to be had there, too. What is the entry fee, Carlos, and what does it include?
We have a special package of $1,600, which includes two nights and as well a 2 day of rental of Super Panga. Of course, the inscription fee, we have it at $1,000, but we have $1,000 that it allows you to have four anglers. And of course, includes, you know, a special bag with souvenirs. We have a little package for everybody. But besides that, if you arrive before even the event, which is the 27, you know, the kickoff party, we actually going to have some very, very interesting workshops. You know, they can give you some tips how to do a better handicap, you know, during, you know, of course, the golf tournament, or help you out to find out the best Dorado with the best lures or the best, you know, little tricks that we have here.
So there you go, folks. Get there early and take in some of these workshops. Again, you can go ahead and get some tips on improving your golf game before you hit the links and take part in the golf tournament, or get some tips on fishing the local waters around Loreto. That should come in really handy as you're trying to reel in some of those prize-winning Dorado or Marlin. The cost, as you heard, is also quite the deal, especially when you think of what it includes. You're basically paying for a resort stay with a tournament thrown in. Speaking of the golf tournament, we're going to briefly talk to Danny Garcia. He's the golf pro down there. Great to talk to you again.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well. Danny, quick question. How does this golf tournament work?
It's going to be an open tournament. It's open for men and ladies, and it's going to be based on Callaway system, which is a way of scoring. It's hard to get golfers that have handicaps or established handicaps. So what I'm doing is I'm opening a tournament for everyone. And the way Callaway works, the handicapping is after you play your tournament, we pick four holes randomly, and then we deduct those holes off everybody's score. So that helps level the playing field, and that's what we're going to do with our tournament.
So, Danny, what day is the golfing tournament taking place? Is it the same day as the fishing tournaments or a different day?
No, because it's an open tournament, different people are coming at different times. So what I'm going to do to kind of solve that problem is if you get here early, you can go out and play with a few players, whoever we have here. You go out, and it's, of course, golf is a gentleman's game, and we use an honor system where you're going to play, and then you just submit your score. And then if some other people show up the next day, then when they have time, they can go in the morning or afternoon and play also. And then at the end of the fishing and the golf, then we'll pick out the winners and go from there.
Oh, I love it. So, folks, you can show up and go golfing the first day, the 27th, or if you prefer, go out golfing before or after fishing on the 28th or the 29th. One last question for you. What are the prizes in the golf tournament, Danny?
You know, our first prize is a certificate for 4 nights, 5 days at a deluxe studio here at our resort valued at $1,500. Second prize is $500 cash. And third prize, you get a golf bag, glove, ball, San Zante logo. And that's got a value of $200. And we're also having a closest to the pin on our signature hole, number 17. And we also have a long drive contest.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Two great reasons to participate. Number one, take part in the golfing tournament. And number two, definitely take part in the fishing tournament. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more, here's the website, folks. It's tournament.danzantebay.com. That's tournament.danzantebay.com. It's the second annual fishing and golf tournament taking place at Danzante Bay. And the host for this is the Villa del Palmar Resort in the islands of Loreto. You aren't going to want to miss this. I loved it last year. You're going to love it this year. The website, one more time, is tournament.danzantebay.com. Check it out. Sign up now, and we'll see you there. Carlos, thanks for telling us about this on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much, guys. Let's have fun and bring your, you know, fishing rods, your friends, and let's enjoy this marvelous place. Thank you so much for the opportunity.